The Foreign Affairs Minister, Kevin Rudd, says the Australian government is deeply concerned about the situation in Papua New Guinea. He says it's raising unprecedented legal and constitutional questions. The Foreign Minister is in New York. He's speaking here to Naomi Woodley.
We are deeply concerned about this situation. Obviously, there are heightened political tensions within Port Moresby with two, as it were, alternative prime ministers. This is unknown terrain in Papua New Guinea. But we, of course, have been urging calm on the part of all parties. The Papua New Guinea Defence Force has been directed to remain within barracks. We do have some concerns, however, about the appointment of a second police commissioner in Port Moresby. So we are watching developments very closely on the ground.
At what point, though, do we have to admit Papua New Guinea is on the way to being a failed state if it's not there already?
Well, the overall economic development of Papua New Guinea has been strong. The resource projects which are being developed are destined to deliver significant revenue to the government of Papua New Guinea. What we have had is a very, very protracted political dispute between a number of politicians in Port Moresby. We therefore have a responsibility to support a peaceful resolution to this dispute. Violence would help nobody, and that's what we intend to do, while at the same time fully respecting Papua New Guinea's sovereignty. We therefore will be watching these developments very closely and using quiet diplomacy with all parties.
But when does the Australian government consider stronger intervention, and what are our responsibilities here?
Well, it's, unhelpful to speculate on those sorts of possibilities. Our immediate concern is simply to await the deliberations of the Governor-General. We'll take this step by step. We are in direct contact with all the various parties. We are urging calm on the part of all parties. And as we have had reported this morning from our High Commission, the situation on the streets is calm.
Kevin Rudd, while you've been travelling, the Prime Minister has reshuffled Cabinet. She's seen to be promoting her supporters and the men who orchestrated your demise. Is that a fair perception?
On the question of the appointment of Cabinet, that's entirely a matter for the discretion of the Prime Minister, and I really don't propose to comment on what lies entirely within her discretion.
But do you feel sorry for Kim Carr?
Well, as far as Minister Carr is concerned, Minister Carr has been, in my experience, a very good minister for industry. In his period as industry minister, he was largely responsible during the global financial crisis for ensuring that none of the Australian car companies fell over. Automobile companies around the world were falling over at that time. He engaged in many detailed negotiations with the principal Australian car manufacturers to make sure they kept producing. He worked with their headquarters in Detroit and in Nagoya and did an excellent job on that score. I have much respect for his work on that count. But on the question of reshuffles and cabinet appointments, that's entirely a matter for the Prime Minister.
The Foreign Affairs Minister, Kevin Rudd, speaking to Naomi Woodley from New York.